Tenth week, fifth day. Ask, seek, and knock. Think of Christ as though he could walk with you, talk with you, put his arms about your shoulder. Think of him standing behind you while you work, or accompanying you while you play. Ask him to be your pilot when you fly in a plane, your engineer when you ride in a train, your driver in a car. Perhaps it will be hours after you have made such a conscious effort that you will be aware that Christ actually was there. For he is spirit. He is everywhere. How can he possibly avoid you? At night, before you retire, know that Christ is standing by your bed, ready to guard you. Yes, to guard even your subconscious dreams and thoughts. And because he is everywhere, ask him to stand at the bedside of the persons you love. Ask him to put his hand on the fevered brow of the lonely, bewildered one, to take into his arms the pain-racked body, to restore souls and minds and bodies to the wholeness that manifests in health and joy and fruitful living. Then ask Christ to stand at the bedside of persons who hate you, revile you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely, to bring them surcease from pain, purification, and renewed understanding. God needs our faith. Christ needs to be called before he can answer. Ask, seek, and knock, he commands. Yet he is gentle and patient and willing to wait so that his coming may be acknowledged and our faith renewed by his presence. Teach us, O Father, to love thee more and more. Make our love for thee a fountain springing up into eternal life. Make for us a new understanding, Lord, until thy nearness is an enveloping atmosphere in which we live and move and have our being. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of John, chapter 20, verse 29. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, in that have believed.